Now, to be completely honest, people, this is probably my first visit back to a barbershop in a long time. And it's crazy that it's in the form of this commentary, man. Now, obviously, my hair is braided, so there's no need for me to go to a barbershop other than to get a shape up. But I feel like even when you're not getting a shape up or a haircut or a beard or mustache trim in general, you still find time to find your way to the barbershop, man. It's become a, you know, I'm not saying hang out in a bad way where people just loiter and just bullshit, but nonetheless, man, we do bullshit around and we talk our talk, and you have some of the realest, most hilarious conversations, debates, and just, you know, just, it's one of those things where it's a presence. I feel like certain barbershops, the establishments themselves are a presence. It's all about the people inside of them, but it's all about that place too, at the end of the day, that brings these people there, man. Now, I think the most I've frequented a barbershop, whether I was getting a cut or whether I wasn't, it's my uncle's shop up on City Line, man. And again, man, there's people that, listen, I remember when my, one of my other uncles put me on that, you know, LeBron James TV show, the shop, where they come in, sometimes they get haircuts, sometimes they don't, but certain celebrities, rappers, whatever you have it, they come in there and they have conversations about their experiences in their lives and in the industries they're in and things of that nature. It's just such a wholesome, overall good conversation, man. And that's real life. That's what it really is, man. It's such a safe haven for people, these barbershops, man. But one of the things that I really love about this one is the fact that, first of all, we got another Malcolm D. Lee banger on our hands. I'm just fresh off of the Roll Bounce commentary not too long ago. Y'all can check that commentary out if y'all want. But Malcolm D. Lee's got another banger for the culture, and I feel like this was fitting for Black History Month for sure. I could have did the first one. I could have did the second one. While I like both of those movies, I feel like, here we go with social relevance again, man. This one has some heavy social commentary to it, man, more so than the other two films. And I think this is the most relevant. This is the entry in the barbershop franchise. I say franchise because it definitely gained a spinoff at some point in time with Queen Latifah's Beauty Shop movie. But this is the entry in the franchise that I feel like will hold up the best as far as the social commentary goes, man. I'll get into that as the movie goes along. I don't want to, you know, spout out everything and ruin what I mentioned by the time we get to the rating for this movie at the end of it. But this is the one that I feel like not only has a balance of the conversations Black men and other ethnicities for that matter, because that, I can't remember that actor's name, but I think he's like Indian or Pakistani or something. Please forgive me, people. I'm not even trying to be smart. I can't get a handle on what exactly his nationality is. I think he says it in the movie at some point. But either way, man, we get, for the most part, we get a glimpse of the conversations and the interactions in barbershops amongst predominantly Black men. But we also get in this movie the flip side of that, which is the conversations held amongst predominantly Black women. And I love that this movie gave way more of a balance and way more of a focus to the women as they did in the other movies, or more than they did in the other movies, man. Because I think in the other two movies, you really only had Eve's character in the barbershop. I can't even remember her name. Oh my God, man, I'm being so disrespectful to the city of Philadelphia. Shout out to Eve, man. But, you know, in this movie, you've got way more female characters. Eve is not so much in the forefront anymore because she does not really work in the shop in this one. But you've got other female characters in here, a lot more female characters with completely different personalities, to draw in more of a female audience and to gain more of, you know, the, y'all get what the fuck I'm saying, man. Shout out to Malcolm D. Lee, man. And shout out to these writers on here, Kenya Barris, Tracy Oliver, and Mark Brown. People, we've got Ice Cube, obviously, is barbershop. It's Calvin's barbershop. So Calvin has to come back, man. Ice Cube is the star of these movies, man. But you can't have a star shining without the stars around him, man. You got Regina Hall, who's a newcomer on here. Anthony Anderson coming back to play JD. I don't know if Anthony Anderson, I said coming back, but is he playing the same character from the first one? It would only make sense, right? He just seems completely different, but I guess that's because his character has turned his life around. I got a lot of questions, people. But Eve is back in here. Cedric the Entertainer, Sean Patrick Thomas, Jasmine Lewis, J.B. Smoove is in here. Common's in here. Nicki Minaj, Lamar and Morris. Okay, Raja. this actor's name. Here we go. I'm gonna try it here. Utkarsh Umbudkar. And I know I said his name wrong. My apologies, people. Let me see what else this actor's been in so people can get a better glimpse of who I'm talking about here if they don't know by me saying his name all wrong. He's on Free Guy. He's on Blind Spotting. Let me see what else he's done. He's in Avatar, The Last Airbender, Ghosts, The Drop. He did voice acting. He did the voice of Orson on the Ice Age Adventures of Buck Wild. But yeah, he's in here. Who else do we have? Margot Bingham, who was the voice of that chick who Eugene was talking to on The Walking Dead, and he ended up meeting her. Dion Cole comes back, and it was good to see him in here because Dion Cole, I don't remember if he was in the second one or not, but I know he was in the first one, and he's the guy that's getting his hair cut, and the girl pops up and slaps the shit out of him after she throws a trash bag of his clothes, and she just starts airing him out because I think she found out he cheated. But Dion Cole, one of the most underrated comedians and comedic actors out there, man. He could do serious acting too. He was in The Harder They Fall. And you got Tyga in here. And listen, Tyga's not the worst rapper in the world. I think Tyga's got some kind of bars up in him. But as far as his acting goes, not Scream. Yeah, he was in Scream, the TV series, season 3. And I don't care, because I know a lot of people are not going to watch it. Yeah, he was the killer. He was one of the two killers in Scream season 3. And his killer reveal, I'm telling y'all, is the funniest shit in the world. Y'all have to see it to believe it. And, you know, I can't put a lot of blame on Tyga here, because I feel like somebody that gets on my nerves more than his character does in this movie is Michael Rainey Jr.'s character. He plays Ice Cube's son, Jalen, all grown up, trying to be a gangster until you find out you really got to do that shit. You know, Michael Rainey Jr., the people that send him death threats in real life are just fucking weirdos to begin with. But you could tell this kid is doing his job when he constantly is playing characters that you can't stand, that you hate. Now, if you don't know him from this movie, you definitely know him as Tariq from Power, man. And I swear, you know, people always ask me, why are you not watching Power with, you know, Tariq spinoff? I'm like, because Tariq's character should be dead. His character should be dead. I'm not about to watch a whole invest in seasons of a TV show where the character, I can't fucking stand him, and he should be dead. Again, it's not the actor. I think he does what he's supposed to do on screen, man. But as far as the character, I'm not about to watch it, man. Oh, and Troy Garrity pops up in here, man, who plays Isaac. Now, we know Isaac was that guy who kept arguing with Sean Patrick Thomas in the first movie. They have a really good back and forth about, you know, him being blacker than Sean Patrick Thomas, and Sean Patrick Thomas telling him, let me tell you something, you ain't black, and this, that, and another. Damn, that makes me want to kind of watch the first one. But here we are with the third one, people, almost 9 minutes into this intro, people. Now, this is on Vudu streaming, people, just in case y'all are tuning in. And y'all know if y'all are tuning in, y'all are the true to the reviews MVP. So that was kind of a scattered intro, kind of long-winded, as it tends to be. But let's get into this. Let's get into this commentary, people. Let's step inside the barbershop, the next cut. I will hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. Where we at? Okay. I was about to say MG Anderson. I don't know what company that is. You know what I think it is? I think it's because I did a trailer reaction earlier for Borderlands, and I didn't have any coffee or like no energy tea. So now that I've got the energy tea, I'm definitely about to be all over the place. You remember?
Dear Chicago, the world knows you as the birthplace of the skyscraper. Deep dish pizza, John Cornelius, Kanye.
I'm not gonna lie, that deep dish pizza caught me on guard. Even Ice Cube, I don't know if they photoshopped it or AI'd it, but even Ice Cube's baby picture, he looking like, yo, I dare you to say something.
Never forget this day. Our first kiss with mean ass Shonda Wilkins. My first spike. First ass whooping from Boogie Monroe.
Nobody helped him?
My first love. My wife, Jennifer.
who gave me the greatest gift a man could ever ask.
An asshole kid.
Jalen Palmer.
Now, were those his? Those couldn't have been his real dreads. They put a wig on that boy.
Don't
stop. I just want to
say thank you.
What?
For introducing me to a show.
Y'all gonna be divorced in a minute.
Not to mention,
four if you count Tyga, but as far as the main characters go, you got three rappers turned actors, man. Well, two actors and one actress.
I hope you know it's out of love that I say this, but recently, things ain't been the same between me and you. Lately, you've been out of control.
At least 24 people were shot and injured. Police believe most shootings were gang-related.
And I'm not the only one that feels this way, Chicago.
We've just gone to a new law. When you now... There used to be a day when there was a cold. You didn't kill children. You didn't kill mothers. You didn't kill grandmothers. There is no boundary.
Children are dying in the street.
Al Sharpton, man.
Hi.
It's something about Al Sharpton that is just... I've always got to poke fun at it. And I know he was having a serious moment. I do. There's a lot of seriousness to this movie. But y'all know, in true Tudor Reviews fashion, we will not lose our dark sense of humor.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Eddie, what's up, man?
Calvin? I missed it this time, man. I'm telling you, I did something wrong.
What? There's a bunch of gangster disciples down there in the corner with their pants hanging all around their ankles.
And I told them how there was a bunch of conjugal business going back.
I'm not going to lie. When I...
I need a strap. Strap? I need a heat. Where's the heater?
Ain't no heat in here.
The heater.
The guy. It ain't no gun in this shop.
When I saw the first barbershop, it, like, I always liked it. It threw me off how Cedric the Entertainer was playing a character that was much older than, you know, like, they were really playing up the age of his character, Eddie, and it kind of threw me off, because I'm like, is this, like, it felt like cosplay at first, but I warmed up to it the more and more the movie went on. And the more that I saw that Eddie just wasn't, you know, Eddie has these moments where he could be the comic relief and he could be the shit-talking old head throughout the course of these movies, but there's always one moment in every movie where Eddie reminds you that he is that OG that's going to drop that wisdom on you and give you, like, a moment of clarity that you really need. But they do the same thing, like, the same thing they did with Eddie... They did with Ice Cube in Lottery Ticket. Like, he's playing a much, much older guy, like an elderly man for the most part.
I'm tired of this, Eddie.
He slapped the shit out of his fucking
food. This sandwich was handcrafted.
Listen, don't slap my food out my hand. Troy Garrity, yo, I did not know that he was in Gangsta Squad. He's the dude with the dead eye. He's like Sean Penn's right hand man in that movie.
One day somebody's gonna be chasing your ass for real. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna let him catch you.
Oh. You know the rules, baby boy. If you like it, you pay. If you don't like it, your ass pay anyway.
Nice. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, Isaac, it's good running into you again.
Yeah, she knows she ain't never ran in days of her life.
Jesus, man.
You gonna call me, right?
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
All right.
A woman should know when a dude's really not gonna... really not gonna, you know, call her.
All right, baby girl.
This I love. Like, it is now a unisex barbershop. It's also a hair salon. And right across from where the guys get their haircuts, the women are doing hair. Regina Hall, Margot Bingham, Nicki Minaj. Like, this was, it was such a good balance, man. And it's so symmetrical.
You can come over here and fist me if you like. Now, I'm going to keep it real here for a second. This was a male sanctuary. This is the original
Man cave. And now it's just
and I feel like business-wise, financially, it brings in more customers. Now you got male and female customers.
The recession ain't never left the South Side.
Joining forces saved us both.
Well, change is good. Mm-hmm. Everyone be well. Good seeing y'all. See you around. Later.
Again. Said be well. You from Demolition, man?
Send me some pictures. God chat. God barber. Snapchat. Hit me up anytime you want. I'm going to see you later.
Sweet.
I don't get nothing on you now.
So let me ask you, how do y'all feel about Nicki Minaj's acting? I think that some moments she's cool and she plays her character to a T, but other moments it's just, like there's a moment with her and Common where I'm just like, please stop. Speaking of Common, one of the GOAT MCs of all time. Common's got Common's got this glow about him to where he can light up a room. He's not my favorite actor as far as like rappers turn actors. He's not my favorite, but when Common plays an assassin, that motherfucker's like when he's stone cold blooded, he's solid.
Last week I got robbed twice and got my ass beat by the second robber for giving all my money to the first. She wasn't playing.
She wasn't playing. Like Common, when he's in John Wick 2, when especially Smoking Aces, man, and when he's in, he's not an assassin in Terminator Salvation. They don't give him much to do in that movie. And when he's in Run All Night, he's an assassin in that shit, too. Like, he's intimidating as hell.
The tree was too short.
Hey, Calvin, I finished organizing that supply closet. Want me to sweep before I go?
No, I want you to work on those lines.
Sure,
now go in that room and come out and do it again.
Man, I appreciate that, man.
Appreciate
you.
Sure. Well,
look, I'm gonna
see you again next week. Okay.
Take care, Angie.
Be careful.
Bye, Anthony.
All right,
y'all. All right, man. Thanks. All right, Chris. Don't
get robbed.
How you
doing? Good, y'all. What's up, Jeff?
What up, everybody?
Hey, go, girl. What's up, Eddie? Good.
Hey, what's up, Dad? How's everything?
Pretty good. Shouldn't you two be at school by now?
Yeah, we're on our way. I just stopped by because I need to borrow $20.
The way he laughed, yo.
Angie, you got $20?
Oh, yeah, I got 20.
Yo, Rashad, you got a dub on you?
Yes, sir. What up, son?
Does everybody in here that's working got at least $20 in their pocket or purse?
Yeah, yeah.
I do.
Indeed, I do.
I had $20, but I got robbed. That was serious. I ain't make that up. That bitch was swole. Not now, Dante.
Meanwhile, he's still getting a haircut.
Do you know what all these people got in common?
They old.
And that dude, I meant to say Lamar Morris, I think he got cast to play Garrett Morris in some type of period piece film, which is a crazy career move for him. I liked him a lot in Game Night. He was with the chick from The Sitter, the chick that was sweet on Jonah Hill. And he did the Denzel impression, but I love that fucking sequence where he's trying to figure out who his wife slept with when they weren't together, and she tells him she slept with Denzel Washington, and he, like, that shit is funny as hell, man.
Simple equation, son. You don't work, you don't get paid, okay? This ain't the Oprah show.
This kid ain't even trying to be conspicuous with it. He's just like, I ain't stealing nothing, so don't look at me.
Hey, Kenny, I seen that. Put it back. I saw you, Kenny. Those candy bars are $1 a piece if you want one. I'm not playing. If not, I'm assuming you took 50 and I'm taking it out your pop's paycheck.
And he don't make that much. Not to put your business out there, but Kenny does make more.
What?
Put it back.
Put my motherfucking business on the street. I hated that line from Gina Hall. It's just like, who gives a shit? It's the world we live in today.
Have a blessed day. Have
a blessed day.
Hey, wait, why your dad's gonna be so stingy? Thinking he teaching lessons and dropping knowledge. That shit is annoying.
For real, bro. I mean, your dad always talking out the sides of his face. Talking about somebody repping 79, all that nonsense, Southside, all that stupid.
Whoa.
What's up, G?
That's, damn, what's his name? Isaiah something. He played Leon in Snowfall. He's like, that's not unless you got a bulletproof vest. The worst gangsters ever.
Man,
of y'all niggas ain't shit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I said it. Nigga, this our block. You know that? Unless you really want to do it.
The fucking gun is all the way by his ankle. His pants is sagging so low. Yeah. He ain't even had time to reach for that shit. All right.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, keep pushing.
It's the shittiest gangsters in any black cinema movie ever. These is the gangsters from the movie OG, original gangsters, with Jim Brown and Pam Grier and Fred Williamson. Hey, they are more intimidating than these motherfuckers.
Have you bought out this season?
You know, trying to do my thing.
Man, coach already talking about bumping up to varsity next year.
Word? That's good, man. Keep putting in work. You know, that's how you get to the big leagues, like D Rose and D Wade. Y'all need anything, though? Y'all straight? You cool?
I got something for y'all, man. I know how it be being a little homie, you know?
It's like, here, man, here go $5. Cool. Big baller.
Ben Frank style. Gotta keep the little homies fresh, you feel me?
Yo, thanks, yummy.
Y'all gonna be family soon anyway, right? For sure. Yeah.
You just sealed your fate.
That came from. So get used to it. Hi, young.
Dumb young bulls, man. But this is so reflective. Because these kids out here, man, like, it's even when they have parents in their lives, man, they act like they don't have any guidance at all. And they turn to the streets for some reason. I don't know why.
What you charge for them weeds?
Well, it depends. Because if you want to be basic-ass, no, Destiny's Child Beyoncé, that's going to cost you like $200.
Shots
fired. If you want to be like, you know, Katie, you Beyoncé, that's going to cost you like $600. And if you want to be Beyoncé featuring Jay-Z, boom. That's gonna cost you like that.
I can't believe y'all spending all that money on
who decided to put them chains on Nicki Minaj, because it is very BDSM, and it's working. It's working. I don't know if it's the little black cat suit she got on, but jeez.
And then don't be having the money for your rent.
Excuse you, this is how I pay my rent.
Exactly. Because with this hair and this booty, it's like walking around with a black Amex. And I never get denied.
I bet you know.
I mean, y'all in here complaining about our weaves, but y'all Negroes know good and well that you dropkick Lupita to get to Kim Kardashian.
Damn.
You non-Negroes.
Oh, especially the non...
Watch it, bruh. I love how everybody shifted. I was like, yo, be careful.
You can hear all the syllables.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Negroes. As the only non-Negro in the room, I'd like to say Lupita's got a dark Caesar, and it's one of my most requested cuts.
Lupita? Man, don't nobody want no bald head chick in real life. Even Kanye got rid of Amber for Kim's sexy ass.
Every day y'all in here complaining about...
Listen, if you find Kim Kardashian attractive, sure, whatever. I think she was way more attractive before she started getting all the shit done to her face.
I mean, but that's what dudes want. They want some fantasies.
Yeah, a fantasy that you still expect us real women to live up to.
What men are visual.
I love her character. Margot Bingham's character, that's the one you go after. For real, for real.
And some nice big broad shoulders and a dick print that you can see from here to the Sears Tower.
Reach.
Okay. Deion Cole, yo, he just don't let up.
Watch your mouth and your hands. You get your girl.
Sorry.
You know what? The whole problem with y'all generation is you
here
don't
we
know
go.
How to do nothing. You need to learn skill. Learn how to mop the floor. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If your phone died, you wouldn't know how to spell a sentence.
I don't ever want to become that old head, the preaching old head about my generation. Because I catch myself saying that to my daughter sometimes and her sister. I'd be like, man, when them tablets and Nintendo Switches die, you know what we used to do back in our day when we didn't have no electronics?
And I can't believe you, Eddie. I can't believe that you expect your visual fantasy to actually mop and iron for your old ass.
You come over my house, you better know how to clean and iron. Only thing gonna be winking around my house is my forehead when I say, bitch, what?
Oh, God.
You need manners. Please. It doesn't matter.
It was way more people laughing than it was in that shop.
To live up to your fantasies. Doesn't matter if a woman tries to wash your crusty-ass drawers every night. Doesn't matter if she fixes him a special batch of vegan chili, even though chili is supposed to have meat in it. Everybody knows that chili has meat in it. That's what it is. It doesn't matter, because he's still going to wake up one morning and leave your ass for some chick on Instagram.
Well, who has sex with you and been nice? Vegan chili is delicious.
Trust me.
You gotta love how she's just got a random avocado on her shirt.
That dude Ronnie, he was just a bad apple.
If you and your man had something real, it wouldn't have mattered how bad that Instagram hoe was. She wouldn't have been able to come between y'all.
Not even for Jamaican thick thighs 24?
Go!
Send me that.
Oh, there is a guy.
Smell it.
Not scratch and sniff.
His cheeks so separate.
You know what, ladies? For years, it has been a war with the good girls and the hoes, and the hoes have officially won.
Go hoes. Love me some hoes. I can't live without hoes. I got to have them.
Jesus.
I don't know what to do and when to do it.
Wait, hold up. You girls keep complaining about chauvinistic talk in the shop, but y'all do the same thing in reverse.
It's true.
Each one of y'all want a super thug that can hold his own on the yard at the Cook County Jail, that's got 3 degrees from Harvard, and making 6 figures.
Mm.
Meanwhile, you pass up corny dudes like Gerard every day.
Look at his face. He's like me.
Don't want no moist Duncan Hines ass dude like Gerard.
No.
Gerard's like boiled okra. He's just green, stringy, just completely unappetizing to the human palate.
Damn.
Wow. Such kind words, you guys. I really appreciate it.
Right. I'd be like, yeah, you know I'm standing right here, right? Exactly.
I hear you. And second of all,
voila alarm. No, he did not. See? Maserati, girl. He just got a $47 million contract, 35 guarantee, and 4 with incentives.
Do you have his fucking social security number, too?
Craig came by here 20 minutes ago looking.
Okay, thanks, Kyle. Talk to you. Hey, babe. I need you to pick up Maya from school today, too. I just squeezed in another last-minute appointment, and I can't do it.
Yeah, I see.
Come on, babe, please.
But I got an appointment, too. Can't Kenny do it?
I asked Kenny. He said he was too busy, which is really funny, because I don't know what a 15-year-old could be busy doing other than drinking up all my goddamn apple juice and dirtying up the house.
Her and this damn apple juice.
What they do? When I was 15, and I was 15 this morning. Am I right, Raja?
Don't touch me with that hand. Don't touch me in general.
Just come in, let me get your beer.
Oh, that's all.
Oh, really?
So, you playing Celebrity Bob, and I'm Mr. Mom?
You're the one who said you wanted to spend more time with Maya and Kenny, so what's the problem?
Sometime. Half your clients was mine to start.
Oh, you complaining now? When Kenny's mom asked if he can spend the remainder of high school with us, I was cool with it. But since he's been with us...
That's a conversation they should be having behind closed doors, honestly.
It's a new situation.
It's a new situation.
It's taking a long time. You know how long he was his mother?
I know.
All right, y'all. Y'all can't even shot. Yo, do y'all need a...
Why don't y'all just rap battle it? Rap battle it out. I almost choked. That was the rap god telling me to shut up.
I couldn't help but obey. I mean, for anybody.
Low key, how dope is it having both Eve and Nicki Minaj in the same movie?
Let me know if I can help out, girl. In any.
I don't listen to Nicki Minaj music now, but when like mixtape Nicki, leading up into her album, I was definitely a fan, yo. Like mixtape Nicki was a different type of monster.
Let me release some of that stress. Why don't you help yourself back to your station, Drea?
Yeah, that wasn't a realistic situation right there.
Don't even get riled up like that, Terry. You're full of gas. Stay in your lane.
Baby, come here. I got you. I'll go get Maya. You do what you gotta do. I know we need the money, so.
Thank you. Well, you know when I get home later, I'll make it up to you. I'll do that thing you like.
Yeah, okay. Sure, you're going to be burnt out by the night. For sight, though, I'll wait for the morning for that lazy side booty.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, what is that thing that you do? Is it something that I can Google? Yo, Calvin, what's the Wi-Fi password? Let me get that Lupita.
Oh, God.
Excellent choice.
But that, you could tell, that's where they were at in their marriage, man, which is unfortunate, but it happens. I mean, I said this in my Jump in the Broom commentary. Look at this young boy's haircut.
Your friend at school gonna love this.
But I said this in, the Jump in the Broom commentary, I said, I said, you know, I've never been married before, but I know a lot of married couples go through that. Where, you know, he's just like, yeah, you're going to be burnt out. I'll settle for the lazy side booty. You got to start marking sex down on a calendar type of business.
Who are you here to see?
Yeah, I'm here to see One Stop.
Take a number. They all here to see One Stop.
Everybody?
Yeah.
JB Smoove, I don't think he was in the second one. I think he just popped up first in this one. But JB Smoove, man, he is a walking cartoon character, and I mean that in every good sense, because he is just, there isn't a moment where JB Smoove isn't full of energy. Where he isn't animated, man, and it works for every single role he's in. He's fucking hilarious. I don't know how funny he intends to be, but he's funny as shit, man. Like, in Hurricane Season, I plan to do Hurricane Season in March for y'all. I know I don't like to announce shit, but I do want to do that for March Madness. But he's like the bus driver for the basketball team. And he just, his on switch is just always what it is. He's Kimberly Elise's ain't shit husband in This Christmas. Not This Christmas. What's it called? Almost Christmas. And they tinkle on your shirt if they're so happy to see you and make you feel good inside.
I've been around a long time, this, and what y'all you do is sell fake ID, nickel bags of weed, and pit bull puppy. Talking about a puppy going to lick on somebody's face. It sounds too freaky for me. I don't want them fucking licking on me. It's just not African American. Sounds very, very Caucasian. Calvin, you really gonna let him be up in the shop? Like, I can't believe he let you up in here.
Calvin, my man. You're my man, right? Please tell this man, this ancient being, this old folky, this dinosaur of some sort.
Oh, keep him coming in.
This Negrosaurus of a man walking around here giving us the damn trailer.
Call him a Negrosaurus.
Every time he walk up in here.
Okay, that was a good one.
Please tell this 50 Shades of Grey looking ass. Am I or am I not an intricate part of this damn shop?
You got a point, Eddie.
Oh, they put Quinta Brunson on Hot Ones. Let's go, Philly stand up. Oh, Quinta Brunson's amazing, man. She's been on my interview radar, like, since Abbott Elementary came out, because I was like, holy shit, she's from the crib? I did not know.
Itch down there. It's itch to burn.
It's an itch to burn, bruh. They gonna cut your shit off at that point. This actress, man, Jasmine Lewis, that plays Ice Cube's wife, she been fine forever. Forever. You understand? She was in, I first saw her in How to Be a Player. She was the dude that Pierre was smashing. He was cheating on Elise Neal with her. And she's the one that's like, Pookie, what's going on out here?
Are you serious?
But I saw her in that. She's been in a couple other movies, too, but she's been in each Barbershop movie, so.
But he's gonna make it.
Oh, no. I was just in there last week talking to his wife. Man, she was so excited they was getting a second location. Mm-hmm. Was she with him?
No, thank God. You know, he was in there by himself closing up for the night. Wouldn't open up the register, so they shot him. I don't know what's happening out there, Calvin. These kids have lost their damn minds.
Meanwhile, we gotta raise Jalen in this mess. It's not cool.
On a serious note, shout out to any of my listeners that's in the Chicago area, man. I know it's wild out there for y'all. I know at some point Chicago and Philly were neck and neck as far as, like, gun violence goes. And that's scary as shit, man. I can only imagine. So big shouts out to y'all out in the Shy out there, man. Y'all stay safe and stay motivated.
I'm going to talk to you first, because you know what you're going to tell me?
Why don't you talk to her first?
I didn't sound like that.
He looked at her like, yes, you do.
Oh, man.
And I'm glad they kept her around, man. Like, this series, you know, here's my thing. Ice Cube, one of my creative idols, man. I'm not even ashamed to say it. Like, this guy went from rapping to acting to writing to producing to directing. He checks all the boxes. He wears many, many, many hats, and he's great at all of it. That's why I watch a lot of Ice Cube's interviews to get, like, insight on how he goes about writing. But I feel like, at least in my opinion, probably not his, but at least in my opinion as a fan of the franchise, I feel like it's a bit too late to make another Friday movie and have the same essence as even the last two with all the people that are gone. But if you can't get another Friday movie off the ground, Keep making these barbershop movies. I'm with it.
You won't see Fleek in there nowhere.
Hey, don't worry about that. I got some Don't Be So Mean greens in there for you today, too. You're going to love it.
They so good, they're going to make a vice lord give a GD a foot massage.
A GD is a gangster disciple, people, for the uninitiated out there. I don't know that because I study gangs. I know that because I watch First Time Felon with Omar Epps, and they break down the gangs.
You want us to believe that you cooked all that food yourself.
My kitchen workforce is made.
It's a little bit, I meant to say this earlier, it's a little bit of a stutter
would be on the street, baby.
In this today, people. So my apologies for that.
What is it? What is it?
Well, dog, you might have to shut your mouth. This pot got me down for jig. Don't be no sucker, Eddie.
Oh, what's that, Rashad? I got the little peanut butter and poverty sandwich. Did Terry cut the edges off the bread like she do for the baby, too?
Yo, JD, this is on the up and up. Proud of you, bro.
Oh, thanks, Calvin.
But the name, a little concerned, man. The name seems like you're promoting something.
Man, I'm just promoting food.
Remember the words of Maya Angelou, man. Words is power.
Maya Angelou? Who? I know who you're talking about. That big booty bitch we went to high school with.
Oh, God.
I remember. Calvin, come on, man. You know I'm just joking, man. You know I know who Maya Angelou is. Still I rise. I know why the cage bird sings.
Who is this on the cover? It looked like Mike Tyson.
Man from Louisville. Ladies and gentlemen. Ronald from Cruel Intentions. No, it's Sean Patrick Thomas.
What up, Jimmy?
Looking good. Good to see you.
You know, you're the only one that come in here with a suit on that ain't going to court.
I'm glad to see his character on the glow up, but I could not fucking stand him in that first one. Couldn't stand him in the first one. I don't think he worked in the shop in part two. No, he didn't.
Yeah, where's your camera crew, Jimmy? Doing a little press op for the mayor's office?
Where a man can't check out his own stomping grounds in his lunch break?
Hell no.
Who's his name? His name was Derek in Say the Last Dance. I only knew that because I heard Fragile Star's voice in my head. I'm not you, Derek. I can't be a doctor. Or whatever the fuck he said. That's what Sean Patrick Thomas was trying to get. How many of y'all have seen Say the Last Dance? Like, Sean Patrick Thomas was trying to give Fragile Star a speech right before he did the drive-by. He was like, I can't go to college and be a doctor, Derek. He's like, man, if I could do it, you could do it.
Half the businesses on this block are barely above water.
Exactly.
Look, y'all, I know it's not the most ideal solution, but you got to acknowledge that at least we're trying to do something.
No.
Hell no. Look, y'all, I share the same concerns, but something's got to be done out here. Do you know how many people get shot on this block every single week?
Do you? Because we out here dodging bullets every day. While you downtown talking about the South Side look like some Middle Eastern war-torn country and your $1,000.
Oh, okay. No, I struck a nerve. I'm sorry.
Boy, bye.
Look, Shad, we want the same thing, man. But the council, they're all out of ideas just like everybody else.
Oh, that's right. Put it on us. That's what politicians do, though. You know, they don't do their job.
All I'm doing is working, bro.
But then they want us to do it. And then you say it's our fault, right? Like, we the ones that don't want to work.
Exactly.
I told you. I mentioned this long time ago. Government ain't good for nothing but giving you syphilis and flu shot. I'm almost sure that's how I got syphilis.
That is not how you got syphilis. Her name was Josephine.
Jesus.
Would you stop telling everybody business?
That's funny. My mom's name is Josephine.
He's like, wait, what?
You know, maybe that's part of the problem. I mean, maybe we need to stop waiting for the government to step in and save us, and we need to start saving ourselves. I mean, this is America. Everybody has equal opportunity to make it here.
Okay. All right. Bob and Canusha over here lost his damn
Eddie, that's bullshit. You want to know why I'm sarcastic? Because every time I open my mouth to say something real, you got to make fun of me. Meanwhile, if I say you're a watermelon-flavored fried chicken lover, I'm a racist.
Mm.
You get your ass beat.
That's hypothetical. There's no such thing as watermelon-flavored fried chicken.
Not yet, Raja. That would be stereotypically delicious.
All I'm saying
that would
is
be
my
disgusting.
Parents moved here from India with nothing.
They He's Indian, okay.
Friends,
gotcha.
And their accents were so thick they couldn't even get bank accounts, and somehow they made it happen.
Not to dismiss your argument here, Raja, because it is riveting. However, there were some setbacks that black people faced
that really made things stressful for a minute there. Slavery being at the very top of that list.
Exactly. Your ancestors were immigrants. Ours were imports. Big difference.
Not really. How do you think the West Indies happened, okay? They took Indians, they took black people from Africa, they put them in the Caribbean, and 200 years later, Rihanna happened. You're welcome.
What the fuck?
I don't like white people either, okay? I'm just saying maybe y'all should stop making excuses and actually pick up the ball.
Pick up the ball.
I got real Fox News in here.
This is a wild conversation. These types of conversations happen every day. Online, offline.
It's a level playing field out here. You think racism don't exist no more?
But I, like, personally, I think that certain people should stay out of black people's business. Because it's not really, I don't think it's their struggle to relate to. I don't think it's their struggle to try to figure out or to chime in on. So I think that's something we have to sort out amongst ourselves, honestly.
Or Walter Scott or Tamir Rice or Freddie Gray from being killed? Hell no. A madman walked into a Charleston church and killed 9 innocent people.
It's real shit.
Did his blackness stop that? Eric Garner got killed on tape and it still didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you saying?
He's talking about real life shit.
Stuff isn't messed up because it is. What I'm saying is, there's never been a better time.
Common, I don't know if he was even acting right there. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I got a little choked up when he was saying that, and I'm mad I almost talked over it. But he's saying real shit. Like, that's... I don't remember which commentary I was doing, but I was saying that it's way too common for us to be getting killed out here like that on the news and just on camera in general, and nothing's changed. What is this, an old Western? Okay, so I might have been wrong here. Ice Cube's son, yeah, he's a little annoying in here. He's a lot of annoying in here, but Common son, he's the culprit.
Couldn't say his name. They call him Barack. Michelle, now, that's your... She got your childbearing here, boy. And she can iron a shirt. You see the walls right there, boy?
You never touched a hair on that man's head.
Not one.
Oh, you serious? Hold on. Okay. All right. Okay. We should have you. Him before his hair turns.
Why don't Eddie always talk about somebody famous whose hair he cut?
You know what? You don't forget y'all. I ain't laugh all you want to. Y'all better let's leave Barack alone. He one of ours.
He used to be one of ours. I mean, when was the last time you seen Barack Obama do something for us?
Oh,
and I'm not
man.
Talking about for the country. I'm talking about for us.
Eddie, even if you don't agree, you still gotta honor what she's saying, though.
Thank you, Michelle.
Why Eve? She got instantly jealous.
Thanks a lot, man. You need to be the newspaper. Obama, make sure you get all that birth control that you need.
Excuse me?
And the rest of y'all, council vote next week. Don't forget.
Look, I can't let y'all tear the president down like that, all right? The man
this
is
dude in walked in super gangster. This motherfucker's a gangster in everything.
He's not just the president.
He was in ATL. He's the one that robbed Diana Ross's son.
Personally, I think he's doing
he was in Atlanta, the FX series. He's the dude that Paperboy shoots in the first episode.
I hate to be the one to say this, but Barack has definitely got bitches.
Oh, yeah, he does. No, he has not.
Half these hoes wasn't even registered to vote before he ran for president.
Give me a break.
Every vote, ass, 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 ass. That's what it is.
Oh, you know what? I hate to agree with Dante because, it's just a bad look. But every president has a side chick. It's constitutional.
You know, Thomas Jefferson had a whole plantation of side chicks.
Good Lord.
Hillary's got a side chick.
It's the Notorious B.I.G. people. Nah, that's Jamal Woolard. He played the Notorious B.I.G. in the biopic.
Looks like you're on the wrong side of town, nigga.
Jeez, what is this, a comic book movie?
These are my blocks. And I don't see nobody out there.
These motherfuckers used to play Jenga together when they was kids. This is deep-rooted beef right here. These are my blocks.
Wait a minute. No, look. Not in here. Y'all want to kill each other, y'all take that shit outside.
What are you doing here?
I booked him. He has a standing appointment with me every other week. It got messed up when he went to jail, and I didn't know Keith was going to be here today. I'm sorry, y'all.
Look at Jay, Jay.
She almost caused the shootout.
Jay, what you going to look at me? Look at me, Jay. Come back in the house. Come back in the house. Please. Please. I'll take care of your bill. On me.
I'd be like, I got one braid hanging out my head.
I pay for everything. I pay for your hair, man. It's cool, Cal. All right. Thank you.
Boy, you know me, boy.
Thank you, man.
You're a stupid nigga.
Come on, man.
Tell me. You know what it is.
In an hour, man. In an hour.
You're like, wait till I take the rest of my hair out.
Thanks, Sean. Big boy. Sorry about that, man. Misunderstanding.
That's a scary thing right there, man.
Had that schedule worked out a little better.
It's all good, Cal.
I know I'm gonna have to get that thing from you.
Now, while I said he played Biggie in the Notorious biopic, that movie.
Oh,
man, walking around the streets with two guns on him. But that Notorious biopic, man, it's nothing he did wrong, man. He did what he was supposed to do as Biggie. But that movie as a whole was just so basic.
For what? Some clippers? What the hell you need to be bringing that in here for?
It's my constitutional right.
Nigga, spell it.
Constitutional. Can't change the world unless we change ourselves.
Why ain't nobody ever sitting in them chairs, man?
You probably shot them all.
Jamal Woolard, I've said this before. I'll say it again. I've never said this on the show, I don't think, but...
Is he okay?
Tubi should just be called Woolard. Because if you go to the black cinema section, this motherfucker's in every single movie.
Nah, oh, hell no, man. He said, what's up?
No, I don't think it's him, sir.
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, he sent me a specific. He called you by name?
Rennell Gibbs is that other actor's name. The dude I said was in ATL and Atlanta FX.
Oh, baby. Are you okay? Did anybody hit you?
Oh, nothing happened.
The young one that played Common Son, he just looked guilty in every scene he's in.
I'm okay. Oh my god, it's like red right here.
He's like, don't look at me, I ain't do nothing.
So what happened?
Well, frankly, Mr. Palmer, we're concerned about the people that Jalen's been hanging around with lately.
Who you talking about, Kenny?
Why would you say that?
Because that's who he's been hanging with every day.
You guys know I can't talk about anybody else's kids, but let me just say this. Jalen has shifted over these past few weeks. His behavior's different. His teachers have noticed it. His grades have started to slip. And the fight that happened today, he was involved in that fight, which turned out to be gang-related.
What do you mean involved? Are you trying to say Jalen's in a gang?
If he's not already in a gang, he's strongly considering joining one.
No. I'm sorry. Jalen...
It's quite a stretch, lady.
I understand why you feel that way, Mrs. Palmer, but there's also a reality of what we face in our community. So this year is absolutely critical for him to build the foundation to go off to college.
See,
you have to...
It's what I've been talking about. I mean, with Jalen's grades, his test scores... No way in the world we can't get him a scholarship at the private schools or, remember Holy Cross, I was telling you, that Catholic school.
Hold up. Now, that's not what I was suggesting. We want Jalen to be here. The school needs him here.
For what? Seems like y'all losing him.
Mr. Palmer, I understand.
I'm supposed to sit here and we're going to sacrifice our only son to this system?
There's got to be something we can do to work together on this.
Seems like the problem is bigger than you and me.
Why are you pointing the finger at Kenny?
No, look. I've been skeptical about that kid. The whole reason he's living with Rashad is because he got expelled from school for fighting. Probably some gang-related shit. Now, I ain't trying to have Jalen get caught up following behind some little wannabe thug.
So, you know, maybe we talk to him again or we ground him or something. I don't know, but don't you think sending him to Holy Cross is a little bit extreme?
After what we just heard? We gotta send him somewhere.
Can we all agree that these movies are, you know, the character Calvin as a whole is the most mature role that Ice Cube's ever played?
Keep the elbow tuck.
Catholic school? I don't know anybody in Catholic.
You know, he's a businessman, he's a father.
Time for you to meet some Catholics.
He's trying to survive himself. No, he's a husband.
Nobody wants to see your butt cheeks hanging out.
Nobody wears no belts. They're corny.
Yeah, well, so is getting shot. And when you gonna do something about that abomination on your head called locks?
I cut my locks.
You need to do something with them. You son of a barber. You can't be walking around here looking like that girl from the Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's supposed to look like that.
I've never seen any of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, so I wouldn't know who he's talking about.
Smell like Flavor Flav's wave cap.
Why are you trying to take everything I like away from me?
Because I love you, that's why.
So just because you take some long dramatic pose before you say something, I'm supposed to just accept your words?
You're so smart, Jalen. You're that smart, keep your elbow tucked.
My elbow is tough. My shot is water.
You got something. Shut the fuck up.
Your shot sucks.
A fucking rebuttal for every goddamn sucks. Thing.
Well, you better ask somebody. My shot's butter.
Yikes.
What up, broski? I got your message. Shorties is wilder, right? How you?
Look, I need you to keep your son away from mine.
This is rough here. This is where their friendship starts to break apart.
Kenny got Jalen involved in that shit.
Nah, that ain't what happened. I talked to Kenny. He said they was standing there and the fight broke out.
And you believed him?
Yeah, I believe him. He my son. You taking Jalen's word for it?
You're damn right. Jalen ain't never got expelled from school for fighting.
Oh, it's like that? I tell you something in confidence, man to man, and now you throwing that shit back in my face?
Right.
I told you that's who Kenny was when he was with his mother. He ain't that kid no more. He with me.
Though I'm happy for you. Nevertheless, keep your son away from mine, man, or we're going to have a problem.
Bruh, we got a problem right now.
Two black fathers bonding in the hood.
He just had to. He now okay. I get it. It was a tension breaker, but yo, that was intense.
Want a latte?
That was two hip hop pioneers about to face off, man. Who y'all got your money on?
Get off before you decorate my shit.
Y'all want to see him box? Or y'all want to see him rhyme it out?
So the dog eats a whole condom.
Yeah. Okay, come on, man.
Shit. I ain't gonna lie, that shit caught me off. I thought they were shooting outside my window for a second. This is why these speakers, I got to turn this shit down a little bit. I'm gonna tell y'all now, I ain't jumped, but I kind of like, I looked off like, who that?
I gotta go. I can't take it.
Baby, that's a gang out there. There ain't no ice cream truck. The idea is stay away from the bullet. Don't go towards it.
Right.
You understand, Eddie. My car broke down earlier today. I can't be caught outside with no car, and it's dark, and they shooting like it's crazy right now.
I mean, you can be caught outside with no shirt. She's basically got a bra on. I'm not complaining, but I'm just saying.
Thank you.
All right. Damn.
Good, Eddie.
Yeah, good.
I need to get on out of here anyway.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, the old Eddie, she ain't safe nowhere.
He shouldn't have, listen, okay, you want to be the gentleman, you want to prove that chivalry's not dead and all of that, but he is a married man. You knew, he knew Terry didn't like her ass, no way. He knew that, and he still gave her a ride home. I feel like we know when we're playing with fire, man. Found that gang rag. She's like, oh my god, he could have just joined the Crips instead. The man was illustrating gang signs. Like, okay, like I understand he's a kid though. check his browser history. Was he on YouTube looking up how to throw up gang signs? Awkward silence.
I did.
Right, he's basically saying, get the fuck out of my car.
Are you okay, Rashad? Like, seriously.
Like, I don't know, lately you've been so stressed out.
I'm good.
You good?
Jay, I'm good.
Well, if you need anything, even if you just want to talk, I'm a great listener.
Jesus, man.
I know you cool. I appreciate that. I might take you up on that one day.
Bro!
Well, what time you gotta pick up Maya? Maybe we can go upstairs and we can talk now.
Come on, Drea.
What?
You invite me in your house just to come and talk?
As opposed to what?
I mean, I ain't been out the game that long, Drea.
Right!
Is
she gonna try to flip the script and make it seem like he said something wrong?
Your time of stress and whatever the hell else you're going through, and you gonna take a deal with me?
I mean, look, my bad. I thought you was really.
Come on, just because I'm thick, it doesn't mean I don't have a soul.
I hated that part. Because she was talking all that shit. It's like having a black Air Max. This booty, like she talking about her ass and all of that shit. Yeah, looks nice in that angle, but.
Man.
Even he had to look.
Man, she definitely wanted it. I know she wanted it. Oh, hell yeah. What you think I ain't go? You think I ain't go think that? I mean, she got the. She's sitting there with it all like, yo, leaning over. I mean,
he talking to all his different personalities.
I ain't been out the game that long, you know what I'm saying?
But no, like he was. First of all, he wrong for even putting himself in that situation. But she flipped it on him. Like she knew she wanted to fuck. And then when he turned it down and let her know, like, yeah, I'm on to you. Like, what you think this is? She like, oh, not just because I'm thick doesn't mean I don't have a thought.
Hey,
no.
Stop it.
I'm gonna call Jesus. Somebody call Mary.
Hey.
Holy Cross. We coming.
You know, lady having problems, huh? I can help. You know, I have counseling services. I got single. I got couple. I got group.
I was about to say, what doesn't he do? But his name literally is One Stop.
Cookies and or fruit punch every third meet.
Every third meeting.
Man, I'm good. We don't need no damn session. Here, man, here's a check.
Calvin, before I take that check, let me tell you, it's not refundable. If I take that check goes away. And if you don't have that remaining balance on Monday, I promise you, it is not a homing pigeon. It does not come back. You know how Mike Tyson has those birds on that roof? He can let those birds go. Go, you know? Those birds fly around. You know, birds come back on his hand. He looks at that bird. That ain't gonna happen. You know what I'm saying?
I know what non-refundable means.
Forfeit. I just wanna let you know. Because you're my man.
Damn, man. Is it one stop or non-stop?
Annoying.
If I check. Nice. It's a pleasure doing business with you, Calvin. But I'm gonna hold off on that handshake until you make that remaining balance payment. On Monday.
Man, fuck off.
You do some nigga shit.
Hey, don't tell nobody.
Ooh, it's going down this weekend.
Oh, it's her.
What are you talking about now?
Girl, she was in Barbershop too.
Police got him working back to back double.
And she was in Roll Bounce.
Okay, I just need a little touch up now, Angie.
Touch up?
Mm-hmm.
No, baby. You got to pull them roots all the way up like a turnip. Turn it over, boil it, and then put it back in your head.
I mean, no shade, but God, you should be ashamed to walk out the house like this.
Girl, how you gonna say no shade and then shade the shit out that lady?
Thank you. Y'all know the boy that got shot didn't make it.
Oh, my God.
No.
Pronounced him dead this morning. And my husband said that this whole thing started because of some fight that happened over there at the high school.
Yep.
Yeah, Cuban Common, they had to look at each other like, yo.
It's a bloodbath.
Well, the police chief's planning on doubling the amount of cops on the streets this weekend.
Man, I'm so tired of this mess. Every time I turn around, somebody killing somebody over nothing.
Right.
Man, what are we supposed to do? Lock our doors? Don't snitch? Pretend like this shit is normal? It's bullshit. It's not normal.
Then we gotta do something about it. Shorty's out here wilding, and that's our fault. That's on us. Look, if we get people to come to the shop, I don't care what neighborhood they from. They from Chatham, from Englewood, Eastside, Crazy, wherever they from. We just need people from the city to come meet up in the shop, and we just talk. You give them a chance to speak. They're going to come up with ideas.
I think that's a great idea, Rashad.
Really great idea, baby. Well, I say we do it.
Y'all know what? We have to do it. I mean, the gangs have us scared. They're killing everybody. We don't want to walk outside anymore.
Them people downtown, they ain't moving for us.
I mean, you can look at this one of two ways, man. Because I feel like sometimes this is what Philly needs. You can look at it like it's not going to make a difference. The cycle is going to continue, so on and so forth. You can have that mindset, or you can have the mindset of, wow, it's a really positive gesture for the city. Who the hell is... He's like, yeah, stop the violence. I got this girl twerking in the background. But you can look at it also as it's a really positive gesture for the city, so let's start there and see where it goes. Because I've always felt like if... As far as what goes on out here, not to take away from what's going on in Chicago, like in this movie and all this, you know, in real life. But I feel like imagine like if one block, everybody on the same block just got together for a meeting. It could start there and it could expand, so on and so forth. But I don't know, man. I feel like everybody's so used to it out here. Everybody's so conditioned to it happening that, you know, we just... I don't know. Wishful thinking, I guess. Apologies for the stutter, people. I fucking hate when these fucking movies stutter while I'm doing this commentary, man. One stop is taking somebody's blood pressure.
I was thinking more like a benefit concert. You know, something for the kids. I think we should just call up Kanye and have him come on out and perform. Anyway. He come around y'all broke Negroes. Are you serious right now? Look, Kanye Kardashian now. Here he wear dresses now. Some I see on TV had a skirt on. His knees were showing.
All right. Relax.
What about R. Kelly?
What? R. Kelly, for a kid's benefit.
Kelly love the kids.
Yeah, he can teach them how to make home movies.
Jesus. All right, already. That's pretty dark.
Do you realize how much good... Quality R&B we'd have missed out on because y'all keep bringing up that same old bull. Stop. Them last albums he made, them albums was made out of pure stress.
Does anybody else have any other ideas?
I'd like to say something. Look, Eddie, you once said that the barbershop is the pillar of the neighborhood.
Damn right.
So we use that, right? We turn the shop into our safe space for the weekend, right? Neutral grounds where both sides can come together peacefully.
I like that.
Yeah, turn this place into Switzerland.
Exactly.
Ain't no way in hell the South Side is ever going to resemble any parts of Switzerland. I mean, no black Swiss. I mean, Swiss beats. Is he black or is he white? You know, he a little beige. He might be Swiss. I mean,
he just does it.
He's Swiss.
Look,
he's
Swiss. Try to get both sides to come together and agree to a ceasefire. And then we can get the Chicago celebs to tweet about it and talk about it, get them to support.
That's good, July. That's
you know
good.
What? He's right. That means that we have to give them something to see.
Yeah, maybe we could just give away free gifts, like a radio promotion.
Yes.
Yeah.
And who's supposed to pay for these free gifts?
Dre is right. We need some incentive to bring people out.
Yeah.
I don't want to state the obvious here, but this is a barbershop. We could just do what we already do for free.
Free cuts the whole weekend? You know how much money we pull in on Saturday alone?
Do you know how much we're going to lose if that enclosure happens?
Mm. It's a great idea, Calvin.
It is.
A 48-hour ceasefire with unlimited free cuts and styling. I mean, come on. Who could turn that down? I propose that Gangsta Grub be the official caterer for this.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Hell yeah, I do, man. You know how much money I can make out on these streets in a 48-hour span? To donate to the Boys and Girls Club.
That's R. Kelly's favorite.
Listen here, Bollywood.
Yo.
Leave Kales alone. God damn it, I said, God damn it, leave Kales alone. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Then I think that we have a plan.
Hold up. We got one little problem. Y'all know to have a ceasefire, we got to get the shot callers to call a truce.
It's true.
Y'all know what happened the last time we got Marquise and Jay up in here. It's damn near World War III.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what? What if we made that mix up?
Need a couple more people for World War III, but whatever.
This is a terrible idea.
Yeah, let's call a little
bit. He's got a fucking bulletproof vest on. Oh my god, he got the right idea though. I completely forgot.
Thank god you were a G.
That he had that vest.
Yeah, it worked for 50. No, he didn't actually. He got shot in the face. He got shot in the face?
Hey, what's up, baby girl? Hold on, Calvin, what's going on here?
Why he pushed Nicki Minaj like that?
Listen, I've been knowing you guys for about 20 years, man. My father used to cut both of your heads.
Come on, bro.
Now, out of respect for him and this shot, man, hear us out.
We asking y'all for 10 minutes. That's all we asking for, bro.
They too frustrated to even hear anything.
Oh, I need more time, God. I don't want to die a virgin. Come on, Jason.
Come on, G. Come on, man.
Let's do this, man. Have a seat.
You know, now that I think about it, I think all three Barbershop movies had different directors. They all flow pretty good, though. The humor hits differently in all of them.
Are we good?
I think, honestly, like, the first one, it's got a lot of humor in it, but I think it's kind of pulled back.
Hell yeah! I mean, and praise God. How about...
The second one, I think the humor was played up due to the fact that they had Kenan Thompson in there. This lady, I remember seeing her on social media, the lady that plays Mabel. I think she passed away. And, in real life, let me make sure. I don't want to spread any misinformation. Felicia Odell is her name. Yeah, unfortunately, she passed away in 2017. Rest in peace. Shout out to her. Auntie Fee was her name.
What happened to us giving him a break, huh? For what? We've got to keep the talent healthy.
Negro, I'm the talent. Oh, you got me twisted on that. Talking about the talent. Yeah, yeah, you yeah. Ain't doing shit.
You may be the talent, but I'm the face. All right?
Anna, we don't want this gravy train to stop flowing anytime soon. Look at that.
That's just from this morning. Talent, y'all take 5. Go.
Talent, take 6.
A whole 6-minute break, huh?
I know it seemed like a lot. We just asked for 2 days. 2 days and no bloodshed.
Exactly, gentlemen. Not to oversell it, but what's going to happen is you guys go home for the weekend, and all your friends on Friday will still be alive come Monday morning.
It's a wonderful feeling. He's like, I'm too gangster to stay at home. Why did Raja just walk off like that?
Look, all we're trying to say, man, is we got sons. I know y'all got kids, and we're just trying to make sure our kids get to their 18th birthday, and 19th, and 20th. And it got to start somewhere, man. And we say it starts here this weekend for 2 days.
Right. The fact that they got kids.
Y'all the shot callers.
That's more reason for them to not be involved in this bullshit and be in the streets. I don't know. That's just me, though.
I'm in. Because of you, Cap.
Appreciate it, man.
Respect. That just goes to show how much Calvin means to the community.
I got you.
All right, everybody. Good to go this weekend.
All right. There we go.
Let's get ready.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking care of me early, Rashad. I really appreciate it.
Good. Look at Terry. That's exactly why he shouldn't have put himself in that fucking position, because she is the type of chick to get him caught up.
She needed a ride home, so I gave her a ride home. I'm a good dude. It was nighttime. She was by herself. I wasn't going to leave her out there. It's crazy out there. What am I supposed to do?
Treya works in a barber shop. There were plenty of other good dudes who could have taken her home.
Why'd you have to be the one?
Because it was on the way.
Bullshit! I know girls like Drea. I see through her fake lashes and her watermelon ass and her whole damsel in distress routine. She wants
watermelon?
You, Rashad. Are you dumb enough to fall into that girl's trap?
Terry, you come home every other night from some video shoot or some athlete's commercial. Do I have a question?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Man's got a point there.
I know you hold me down. I'm holding you down.
I don't care. I don't like that bitch.
Look, I promise you there's nothing going on with me and Drea. I need you to know that, okay?
Pull your pants down.
What?
Pull your pants down. We're doing it.
She said we're doing it.
Stepping up my lazy side booty game. Let's go.
Chill out. Be quiet. I need you. You don't wake up.
I don't care. We can be quiet. Let's go.
Come on. Chill out. Look. We ain't having sex on demand. I ain't no piece of meat.
There you go. Men's rights 2024.
Get up in it.
Okay, it's hard to turn that down now.
Get up in it. Now.
I am aroused, though. I ain't gonna lie. I got this sofrito sauce on the stove. I'll be back.
What? You just pulled my point. And your sofrito sauce don't taste better than me.
Oh, my God, man. That was a good scene right there.
You're not going nowhere. Not this weekend. It's too crazy out there on the streets.
But, Dad, there's a 3-on-3 tournament this weekend.
I don't care about no basketball. Do you know your mama found gang paraphernalia in your drawer? In my house. Now, how am I supposed to trust you?
Man, this ain't fair. None of my teammates got to deal with these stupid rules.
You know why? Do you know why? Because most of those knuckleheads ain't even got a father to look out for them anyway.
But they look out for me. When I'm at school, my boys are the ones that got my back.
Shut up.
You talking about Kenny? You think that's your boy?
Man, why you always got to say something about Kenny? Aren't you and Uncle Shaw like brothers? Why you always tripping?
Hey, you watch your mouth, Jalen. Now, I'm not one of your friends, okay?
Right.
I don't see why you don't understand how dangerous it is out there. And that we don't approve of who you're associating with.
What, you want me to hang out with the cornball that cleans the shop?
What's wrong with Anthony? Why is it corny to be smart? Why is it corny to do what you ask? Why is it corny to handle your business? That's not corny, son. That's being a man.
He's okay. Speaking life into this fucking kid, man.
I know you're upset, but listen, you got to realize how lucky you are to have two parents that want to know where you are, what you're doing, who you associate with. That's important.
It is.
I don't feel lucky. My life would be so much better if he wasn't in it.
What you say? Jim!
Wait.
Hey, boy!
Wait,
did you hear what he said?
No, but listen, he didn't mean it. He's angry, and he's 14.
Well, I'm angry, and I'm older than 14. Boy, you ain't white!
Okay, wait, listen, at some point, he's gonna realize that we're doing all of this because we love him.
But he's not a tough guy. I know. He's trying to act like a... Boy, you're not a tough guy!
I know that.
Southside's no place to flex.
I, like, obviously I'm raising a daughter, but the fellow fathers out there that are raising these sons in these crazy cities, in these crazy streets, man, not necessarily the streets, but the cities in general, y'all keep it together, man. Stay strong, man. It's not easy. Just parenting in general. We are learning every day, but the ones out there that have sons, man,
that's not exactly what we're doing.
Y'all keep it together and stay on y'all fucking A game, man, because they need y'all out here. That's why I said this is like the most mature character Ice Cube's ever played on screen.
The enclosure just magically stops.
Exactly. Politicians really listen to the people anyway.
So we're going to make them listen. The shop staying open depends on the success of the ceasefire and how much press we get.
Check this out. I already created a Twitter campaign. Hashtag barbershop saves the neighborhood. Now look, we get a few celebrities to tweet that out, we'll go viral in no time.
I tell you what, if you can get this to be a trending topic on Twitter, I'll vote Democrat the next election.
Deal.
This just got very interesting.
What up, everybody?
Yo,
am I early or late?
Both, my name.
Only hour six? What does Margot Bingham's shirt say? I can't even really see it. I don't get parts in my head, but that's a crazy design right there. Got the kids in there doing homework, reading books. Good imagery in this movie, man.
How was it out 15? Streets is quiet. Feels good. Seth's trying to feel a little normal.
Okay.
Yeah, you spoke too soon, sir.
Girl, no. This is probably crazy.
Angie, do you want to get that?
She turned into her Brenda scary movie character for a second.
Calvin, are you speaking? Yeah, speak to Calvin, please. One second. Calvin, is for you.
Who is it?
I'm sorry, may I ask who's calling?
It's me, girl.
Oh, my aunt's in all business like. It's one stop.
What is it? It says karma.
I answered in the back.
Karma made me do it. I like that shirt.
Yo, Roz, let me get some of that spray, G.
I had to get mine in the back like everybody else, so what makes you so special, G?
You're a Vic, man.
Say that to my face. Come on back and say it to my tone. No, don't. No, no. Stop being mean.
Shit. Oh, shit.
Yo,
yo,
you one stop.
The way they cleaned that up. Like, that was...
I got a new Galaxy. This ain't even out yet, man. It's not even on the market. People don't even have it yet. It has everything on this bad boy. Satellite radio, holographic video, surround sound, 5G. Man, this phone is the only phone that's like 5 minutes ahead of every call. So I already talked to your ass already.
Dude, shut up.
Right.
Damn, now what's going on?
Look, I got an Italian couple here that's hot in this place. They love it.
Who?
They want to open a yogurt spot or a yoga spot.
What's the issue? What you call me for?
Are we good or not? Because if you're thinking about backing out.
I'm not thinking about backing out. Now, I told you, me and my wife, we want that shot.
All right, man. Oui, oui. I'll see you Monday.
And that's French. Dumbass.
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
He just heard everything.
You good?
I'm straight.
It's always the locker room, man. That's where that's where Isaac caught Terry and I don't even think I said this. Where the fuck is Michael Ealy? Why wasn't Michael Ealy back in this movie?
Yeah, probably.
But that's where Isaac caught Terry and Ricky making out in the locker room.
Nigga said probably.
Nah, you down for sure.
That's the thing that, you know, speaking of which, the fact that Michael Ealy's not in here.
Y'all little niggas better be.
If you win this, you win it this threw me fight. Off with all the new characters. Like, you know, they had right Kenan there. Thompson in part two.
Yeah, I know what's up.
I think that was the only new character. And Queen Latifah all in right. part two. She didn't work there, but she had her own shop next door. See. But it's like 18 new characters in this movie.
Out too, right.
But I think that's more incentive for them to keep this franchise going if they can't keep doing the Friday movies.
I'm just talking
to
you. I'm just getting something for my clients.
Yeah, you're not to be trusted, shorty.
Dre, I want to talk to you anyway. Cause, you know, the other night, that was my fault.
No.
I was tripping.
No, you weren't.
And I hope we good.
Fellas, don't, like I said, men's rights 2024. Don't fall victim.
I forgive you, Rashad.
Look, I forgive you. You could have just shook her hand. You didn't have to give her a hug.
Hey, who wants some chicken wings?
I got some homemade banana pudding from BJ's Martin.
Nice.
She looking like, where they at? She knew. See, and she tried to kiss him, yep.
You saying no, but that's not what you mean, Rashad.
That is what I mean. I mean, I knew I wasn't tripping the no, other night.
Yep, yep. Oh, my Lord.
Rashad, you back here? Rashad!
Oh,
babe. Oh.
Shad,
you back here?
You be quiet.
You be quiet.
Oh, my God. It's just guilty everywhere. God damn.
Babe, you in the bathroom?
See? That ass was her downfall. And Terry's like, deja vu. She's like, I always pick the wrong dudes. Mm-mm. And where's Dinker? I just realized Dinker wasn't in this shit either. Where? You can't have a barbershop without Dinker. Good one. Oh, God.
I need you to listen to me for
a second.
Hold on. Calm down. I need you to calm down.
You ain't even worth it.
Terry was about to beat the brakes off of her. He set himself up, though. Like, on some real shit. I'm sorry, man. He did. Because he knew how the girl was.
We still had those cameras in the back. I told you not to take those down. We could have had shot first sex tape.
What up?
Terry, come on.
Look, I know
come
what
on,
I
Terry.
Saw.
Hey, Terry, come
I
on.
I know what I saw.
Terry, I knew it.
I should have never trusted you or that skank asshole.
Look, why would I mess around with Drea in the same shop you work at? I'm smarter than that.
Whatever. I don't care what happened. You should have never let it get that far. You made her think she could. Why do you even talk to her anyway?
I don't know. It's because, look, she talked to me. You don't be talking to me. I talked. She asked me how I'm doing. She asked what's going on. Where you at?
Where I'm at? I'm working for us, for our family.
This ain't about work. I'm talking about us, me and you. I'm talking about me and you for real. Look at me. Baby, look. I tell you, you look beautiful every day. I say that because I mean it. And I want you to know that I see
look at the fury in her eyes.
About you.
You sound like a real bitch right now.
Look, I ain't gonna be too many bitches. Straight up.
That's right. Watch your mouth.
Now, if you want to have a real conversation, we have a real conversation. But you ain't gonna never call me a bitch again.
There you go.
I don't have nothing else to say.
Then she just walked away from him. And listen, ladies, listen, hear me now. If any ladies should be listening to this, I'm not saying. Listen, I already said it. He shouldn't put himself in that situation to begin with. It's true, but very rarely, you know. Are you going to get a man that's going to be like, that's going to assure and explain? Because you run into a lot of guys that just be like, well, you can believe whatever you want to believe. That is a universal line used amongst just humans in general. Believe what you want to believe type of thing. Now, whether y'all decide to believe the man or not, it's up to y'all. Margot Bingham about to chime in. I forgot all about this part.
Like you are the reason why women like me can't find a decent man.
Excuse me?
Free? This is not
the time. Don't be mad at me because you can't get a man or keep a man.
With all the single dudes in the world, you just gotta be a married man's hoe? Is that your thing?
You just gotta get your girl.
You gotta get your girl.
Don't nobody wanna hear all that. Now, if y'all wanna fight, fuss, and cuss, you take it to the back.
Whoa, Calvin. It's not Fight Club. You can't send ladies to the back room and fight. You gotta sign a waiver and release liability. They start fighting that back room and tear shit up. I'm telling you, man, it's gonna come back on your insurance.
One Stop is so annoying, yo.
If it gets out of hand, okay? Come see me.
Shut up, One Stop.
Look, I don't want to take sides here, but does anybody else here see the hypocrisy in always blaming the single woman for the affair? I mean, let's be honest. She wasn't the one who swore to be honest and to be faithful and not cheat in the back room of the barbershop until I'm dead. It was him.
How many times I gotta say ain't nothing happened?
Yeah, nothing happened. But I'm not gonna spend every day explaining myself to you, or you.
Crazy eyes.
I'm just saying hypothetically, okay? It is shameful society always blames the other woman when they should be blaming
Listen, doofus. Monogamy doesn't run.
Called him a doofus, though?
You understand that?
What?
You can't defy science.
That is ridiculous. That is bullshit. Women want sex, too. And you don't see us lying and cheating and going out buying sports cars. You're just a weak-ass man, Dante. It's honestly as simple as that.
Damn!
Okay, and I'll be that. A weak-ass man with a sports car and a gaggle of bitches. In real life.
Y'all ain't shit, man.
Ooh, hey, now, wait a minute. Don't lump us all in there. You know, men aren't just looking to cheat. That's like saying every woman wants a big package. Because it's just not true.
They all want a big package.
I know I do.
Honestly, I thought that it was more about passion and like love and like how you guys connected, but that's not. I mean, I have.
I believe he's gay. I'm a real man. I don't feel like I need to cheat. Now, that's just a lie. Because if Halle Berry came over here right now and offer you them draws, you try to tell me you wouldn't take her in the back and just bet her down?
Hell no. Halle Berry crazy as hell.
Remarkable. I want you to just make me feel good.
No.
You crazy than she is. I like them crazy. Like one eye open crazy. Like got a hatch of wallet crazy. Solange crazy.
Who doesn't stop? Him or One Sub? She had to kick him in his ass because she's like, I'm about sick of you.
I can't wait to give her this D. Ooh, he creeps then. This one, that's dangerous.
Well, look, maybe it's just me. I'm a romantic. One woman is good enough for me.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? I want to tell
look how she sized him up. He got her. He got her. She's just like, oh.
They're right in the midst of a 48-hour ceasefire to increase the peace. Jordan. Keep it going, y'all.
Hey, did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear my name on the radio?
It's all right.
Did you hear that?
All right,
that's dope, but it's still not a trending topic on Twitter, okay?
Don't matter. Because this is my shit.
Man, yeah, celebrate the small wins, man.
I'm dancing in a non-gay way.
Let's go, Gerard. Gotta.
Turn that up.
R.I.P. Lufa. I think it is mandatory for each barbershop movie to have a moment like this. I know part one did. I don't know if part two did. Because I think they played Gotta Give It Up in the first one. Okay, Margot Bingham twerking on Nicki Minaj is should be framed in a portrait somewhere. You can tell Common really used to be a B-boy. Let's go, kid. Let's go, kid. Beach Street all over again. Yo, you can tell he really used to do this shit. I got the words fucked up. I did. I don't know if y'all heard that or not, but I fucked it up. Ah, forgot. The ultimate record scratch right here. He's like, sorry, people. I know you guys are having fun, but this is the mandatory moment where I have to bring you guys bad news in the movie.
Listen, guys, there was a shooting on 26th and King just a few minutes ago. It was Anthony Clark.
What?
Wait, our Anthony? Oh, my God.
All right, and Nicki Minaj did the walking home dramatic runaway.
Died on the scene. There was nothing any of us could do.
Eddie's reaction was so realistic. Like, it's like frustration, but he doesn't really know how to.
I didn't come here to bring anybody down, okay? I'm really proud of the work you guys are doing here. I mean, all the progress you've made with the shop and.
Progress? What progress, man? I mean, what are you talking about? A kid just died. A mother's child. A father's child is dead. One of the best ones we got. Yeah.
Real shit.
That ain't no progress. That's failure. Nothing we've done has worked. We're just wasting our time. These kids ain't gonna listen to us. These kids, they like to kill each other. They like that shit. We crazy to think that haircuts can stop bullets. Man, it's the fucking South Side. And this ceasefire shit is over.
I think that's the one F-bomb they dropped in this movie.
It's over, man.
Calvin, we made a commitment.
I don't give a damn about no commitment. What commitment? Huh? The commitment of them killing each other? They ain't got no commitment to us.
Look, I feel terrible about what happened to Anthony. We all do. That's the reason that we have to keep going now more than ever. How can you give up like this?
Because that's what he do. He already had planned to open up a shop on the north side. That's what he put money down on. Is that right, Calvin? You already plan to leave us behind.
Calvin, is that true?
Look.
Anytime you say look, you already know.
Y'all gotta realize that, okay?
I got a son too, man.
Okay, you take care of yours, I take care of mine. Now, y'all depend on me to do a few things, but Jalen depends on me to do everything. And I'm not about to leave him out here in these streets to get hurt for you, you, or this damn shop.
None of us have ever asked you not to be a father. None of us. We are here because of fathers like you and sons like Jalen, and you didn't even tell us? We get up every single day and we work beside you. We're supposed to be your friends. I am your partner. What were you going to tell me?
I was going to say something after the ceasefire.
Man, that's bullshit.
No, that's some real shit.
You weren't going to tell us because you ain't care about what we think.
What?
You sold us out, man.
I didn't sell nobody out, man.
It's not you got served.
Y'all the only reason I come to this damn shop. I've been wanting to leave here years ago. I'm just trying to do better, man. That's it. For my family. You can't understand that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm out.
Calvin, come on, let's...
No, I'm gone. Calvin. I'm out.
Calvin! Calvin!
Nobody just tripped him on his way out the door? It's probably the one moment in the movie where One Stop was serious. Rightfully so. Is that Henny Calvin's drinking? Henny is so disgusting, man. Like, and I drink all kinds of shit. But Henny just...
You got it, boss.
Jesus, and he's about to drink it too. A double?
You got some of those wasabi nuts?
That if you came in here on some old man River shit, trying to tell me what kind of fool I am for moving the shop. I don't want to hear it.
Ooh, I might as well just take my drink to go then. Go put that in plastic cup, too. No, I'm going to be real with you, Calvin. I came in here to say thank you. Now, I ain't going to say this in front of everybody, but you're right. Selling the shop is the best thing for your family and a perfect excuse for me to get out. Don't retire.
Retire? You? Thought you died before you left that shop, Eddie.
Yeah. I ain't dying that old raggedy ass. You now set your shop. What the...
What do you call it?
I don't recognize that place no more. Hell, I don't even recognize the neighborhood no more. Got that right.
Sipping there, this sitting there, slow sipping double shots of Henny. Like, just take that shit back. Get it over with. I might as well just drink that shit through a straw for all that.
I know what you're doing, Eddie. It's not easy, man.
Hell no, it ain't easy. Hell no. We black. It's hard. Hard and us go hand in hand. But we never gave up.
I didn't give up. I gave out. I'm tired.
Wow.
I'm tired, too. We've been up 38 hours.
And I don't know about y'all, but I would love to see more of these types of moments in more barbershop movies. I don't know if Ice Cube will ever stumble upon this commentary, but can we get another one? If we can't get that Bet Friday movie off the ground, can we get another barbershop I think it's needed, especially after how good this one was. Low key, even though I miss seeing, as annoying as he was, I miss seeing Sean Patrick Thomas in the forefront more, Troy Garrity, Eve, miss seeing Dinker and Ricky in here all together. But this low key might be the best one in the franchise.
I can't do this. What? I gotta walk away. So you just gonna leave me out here with Yummy alone? I ain't leave you nowhere, man. You ain't gotta do this either. I can't believe you're doing this to me, yo. Look. My dad let me move in with him and Terry. They've been real cool to me. I wanna hear that, man.
Jay, he's like, I wanna be a gangster, man. We promised.
Look at what you have here. Everything you need is right here. You got a mom, you got a dad. I'm not doing this.
Why is his shape up so close?
You're the same.
His shape up close as shit. Now we see pictures, but I don't think we've seen Common and Eve's daughter in this movie.
Do I need to check the closet?
I've been gone all this time and answered none of my messages. You come in playing.
Right. Because now I ain't got nothing to say.
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I don't want to fight.
Whoa. What?
With everything going on right now, Anthony, we shouldn't be like this.
That's true.
I agree. And I'm sorry about that Drea mess.
Right.
Nothing happened. But I shouldn't have put you in that position.
Right.
I know nothing happened. You're just an idiot.
Just a man, baby.
I get it.
Common ground, man.
And I know,
pun intended.
I've been working a lot. But I need you to know that I see everything you do. You're an amazing man, Rashad. You're an amazing father to Maya. I could never ask for a better partner than you. I guess I just figured you knew how I felt.
I do. Sometimes a brother needs to hear it.
Yes. Absolutely. 200%. Ladies, y'all have no idea how much that means to us, yo. Like, we gotta keep an exterior, man. Like, we can't fold out here, but that shit goes a long way when we hear that from y'all.
What's up, everybody? Before y'all pack
up, not just from any old chick, but that, you know, like from your partner, when you hear that shit, it's volumes.
Real quick.
And Ice Cube, he's like, look at it, bye. I'm drunk as shit. I'm not going to keep the shop, but I'll see y'all later, all right?
I was wrong. The reason I wanted to end the ceasefire is the same reason why I wanted to move the shop to the north side.
Yo, it is James Hong's birthday, people. 95 years young, this man is.
Y'all know me.
He was in Shadow Zone. He was in Everything Everywhere All at Once. I think he's in Big Trouble in Little China. I still haven't seen that shit. I know. I'm disrespectful.
I love it.
He's in Wayne's World, too. He's in so many movies, man. But happy birthday to James Hong.
The ones that don't know how to go.
Are y'all gonna play me like that?
After a while, it just became easier to just walk away. Walk away from all this pain. All the hurt. That ain't right either.
It's also Drew Barrymore's birthday today. I didn't know that. Actually, I did know that. Slipped my mind, though.
Expect people. But I don't know nothing about what's going on around here.
If it fit the theme, I would do a fucking E.T. commentary or something like that.
We gotta fix our problems ourselves.
I think I'm gonna do that. Like, sooner than later, I want to do an E.T. commentary. I feel like that's gonna be an Intoxic commentary. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. But I don't want to do an Intoxic commentary for E.T., and I'm gonna be completely honest with y'all why. Because I know for a fact the scene where we think E.T.'s dying, I'm going to start tearing up.
Before the ceasefire is officially back on.
Calvin, you never lost my support. You know, I'm here.
I appreciate your vote of confidence, but I think Angie is the one you want to...
Angie is the one you're speaking to. How do you got
it? I totally misread the situation.
So what you say, Angie?
Look. I just can't understand why people are still standing around when my partner just said the ceasefire is back on.
Yay. AD on the way. I forgot he was in here. Man, I think this was before he was on the Lakers. Yeah, I think this was way before he was with the Lakers, man. I think he was still playing for the Pelicans at the time. But he made the right decision by coming over to the Lake Show, you know what I'm saying? Because he's an NBA champion. We got a championship the first time he came to our team.
Give the man some space. Hey, how you doing?
AD also, this season, you know, everybody was calling him street clothes and saying he was going to be injured and he wasn't going to play this many games. He's been carrying the Lakers this season, man.
Nobody's touching my unibrow. And no disrespect.
And they need to talk fucking defensive player of the fucking year conversations, man.
Question. You looking for a room, man?
No, I'm all good, bro.
You sure?
Positive.
I got my stuff. I'm all ready. We ain't got to make a stop or nothing.
Shit, a roommate. Deion Cole would have a whole West Wing to himself. Have y'all seen Anthony Davis's crib, man? I watched recently D'Angelo Russell, who also been balling for the Lakers this season and last season at the trade deadline. D'Angelo Russell's got a podcast called The Backyard Podcast. And, he had Anthony Davis on there, and I was hyped, man, because I'm like, yo, not only are they teammates now, but they get to interview Anthony Davis. He talked about, like, his upbringing and him on the Pelicans when he joined the Lakers, when they went to the bubble. He breaks a lot of shit down, man, and it's probably one of my favorite, obviously it's a little biased there, but it's one of my favorite backyard podcast episodes. I thought that was Michael Ealy right there that just walked through the door.
Hashtag barbershop saves the neighborhood is trending on Twitter.
What?
Yep.
No way. Oh, wow, it is trending.
What the hell, dude?
Why would he drop his phone?
Yo, here's the brand name.
What the white girls want? They lost?
I don't know. Why don't you go see?
Did you tell them that was awesome? Mike and Beloved, when you go.
Awesome.
I'm available for catering, business luncheons, private parties, shivers, hold the pork. And let's not forget about my game.
Now, I wonder, because they brought Anthony Anderson back, were there discussions to bring Lamar Tate's character back? Because that was his homie. They were trying to get the ATM open in the first one.
What inspired you to get involved in this movement?
Oh, well, you know, it's always been about the kids.
Wow. You are living proof that there are superheroes living amongst us mere mortals.
Oh, thank God, you know, that wasn't enough room in my car for my cape.
JD, how much money have you raised for the Boys and Girls Club this weekend?
Hey. Maybe about $500.
Well, that certainly looks like a lot more than $500.
Lady, what are you doing? Right.
Well, JD, we here at WIS News... We have a little surprise for you.
About to destroy his whole mood.
You're going to love this.
I doubt it.
JD, meet Jamila and one of her Boys and Girls Club counselors.
Look at his face. He's just like, oh my God, they about to take my money.
Donation on behalf of the Boys and Girls Club of Chicago.
What?
That's when he was about to turn into Anthony Anderson for real, like.
Okay, hold on one second, Chrome Dome. All right.
Live from the south side, I am
Anderson. I need your help. It's Jalen.
What's going on with Jalen?
He's about to do this initiation with the Vice Lords. Look, I tried to tell him not to.
Where's he at, Kenny?
He's at the park, Cornell Square.
He's like, why your shape up so close? Oh my God, are they sipping lean before the initiation? Yeah, that's smart. Let's be fucking wasted out of our minds.
Hey,
your little homie Kenny at?
I don't know. I think his dad said he had to come home.
Stay home. You playing, right? Stay home. You think it's a joke?
He's like, well, I can't take you seriously as a gangster, so kinda.
We're concerned about the people that Jalen's been hanging around with.
Are you trying to say Jalen's in a gang?
I'm trying to get that call in the middle of the night saying my son is locked up or worse because we didn't act when we had a chance.
I promise y'all, y'all have to see season 3 of Scream with Tyga, yo. Like, he's not like a star or anything, but Tyga's scenes are fucking unintentionally hilarious, yo.
Nigga, I ain't worried about Marquise. No way you playing me right now. You wasting my time right now. I think he wasting my time.
Why would he touch his dreads like that?
Ain't no going home, nigga. Ain't no such thing.
Why you trying to take everything I like away from
me? I love you, that's
my life would be so much better if you wasn't
a smart kid.
You need to make a decision. Is you riding or not?
Why are you so close? Smart decision, kiddo. Now, I didn't know exactly how it was going to play out, but I knew they were not going to get that dark to where Ice Cube's son was going to get killed. They already had one casualty in this movie, and that caught me off guard. I don't know about everybody else, but... And I know I say I hate when movies do this sometimes. I hate when, like, You Got Served did it, Beat Street did it, Step Up did it, Hardball even killed it. They fucking killed G-Baby. But this actually, the theme of it, the Stop the Violence theme that they had going, it fits. Because there's always a sucker punch when you want to stop the violence. So the character getting killed, the young boy, it fit the narrative of everything that was going on in their neighborhood. There you go.
Wow. Two black dads getting along. Let me ask you something. I don't come off as gay, do I? I've heard that like twice already today.
No. Now, do I think that you could maybe afford to own one less pastel colored t-shirt and go up a size in the jean department? Absolutely, but who cares? Clothes don't signify someone's sexuality, even if you were gay.
I'm not, for the record. I'm not.
It wouldn't matter to me anyway. I like who you are. You shouldn't feel pressure to change for anybody. I mean, there's no rules on how to be a straight dude. And look at Miguel. Oh, look at Prince. Homeboy would be rocking 6-inch stilettos and a parm, and he could still get it.
Yes, he can. I'm messing with you.
I was about to say, you are not doing yourself any favors right now.
So, you like my personality.
What can I say? I find your neuroses entertaining, your passion for...
I can't believe I did not recognize her from this movie when I saw her in The Walking Dead. I was like, who's this actress? Because she's got the glasses, her hair is different, but her in this movie, she's thorough as fuck.
Talking to me? And that's why I like you. Because you get me. Not a lot of people do, but you definitely do.
Look how she's looking at him.
Your ex, he was never good enough for you.
Got him. Bruh, there you go. And she went in for it. Usually it's the guy sometimes that goes in for the kiss, but she... He won.
Oh, too soon?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, what'd you hear? You heard that I said I was in love with you? God.
Like, see, can we get a barbershop 4? Because I want to see what happens with Gerard and Bree, man.
So I give affection very fast.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got a lot of nerve showing up here. I came to apologize, Terry. I don't want to hear it.
Well, does Nicki Minaj wear shirts in this movie? Because she's got a bra on in like every scene.
I'm really sorry. I should have never come between you and Rashad.
Damn right.
It's just that you have your whole life taken care of and figured out and, like, still trying to figure out every little thing about mine. I made a mistake.
Even though she's acting in this movie, Nicki Minaj is not terrible, man. She brings a little bit of her personality to this character, and I think that's what makes the character stand out.
I guess.
Come here, girl.
It bumps the personalities up a notch in the franchise, for sure.
Anyway, I did want to tell you.
So I will say, like, these characters, all the new characters grew on me. I was really overwhelmed at first because I was like, I don't even know how I can deal with all of these new faces.
Hey, we need to at least hit her out now. I mean, she ain't come this way for nothing.
Hey, Rashad.
What's good, Drea?
Get in the house.
She basically offered them a threesome. Now, if Common was to get... I know he's a married man. Obviously, I'm joking. But it's like, if he was to get a threesome with Eve and Nicki Minaj, you have won in life. You have.
Run away. Flew away. Let him fly. No more, I came back. Why? Because you're my man. I came back to you. Why don't you just give me the damn check? My man. That's your section. No boo friend.
We're clear.
Do you?
My man.
It's a pleasure, my brother. You do good business, my brother. Have a good day. Hit these streets.
Oh, hey. I need to talk to you. You gotta stop some bad boys, brother. Your wife's trying to find you. You gonna run for me, really?
Yo, man, we closed. Come back tomorrow.
Oh, man, that's too bad. I was really hoping you could fit me in.
I'd be like, son, we still close, son. Get the fuck home and do your homework. You're still grounded for 26 years for even thinking about getting into a gang initiation. Ain't shit change.
Okay, man.
I just wanted to do something about this so-called abomination you say.
It drew up real quick.
I was thinking sort of fresh.
You sure?
Or you could just snatch the wig off his head. There's always that option.
Start you off fresh.
You know, I didn't mean what I said earlier. You've always been there for me, for everything. And I appreciate it. Love you, Dad.
Love you too. It's amazing for a parent to hear that from the child, too, man. It's certain years that really stick with kids that you got to be present for and be impactful for.
Now, listen. I hear about anything, I'm snatching you right up out of there. You hear me?
Yeah.
I'm not playing. Be up there quick, fast, in a hurry. I escort you to the bathroom and everything if I have to.
A plot twist. This was an origin story. Ice Cube lost custody of this kid, and he went to go live with Tasha and Ghost. Changed his name and everything. Look like he's about to give him the Dougie Doug. Sound like Bill Withers singing.
Now you look like my son again. Now you can sweep up the hair.
Right.
Dear Chicago, I know I was hard on you before, but here's the thing. If there's one thing I know about you, it's that you know how to bounce back. We salute Chicago's own Southside Champs.
Chicago, stand up.
Chicago, stand up.
We want them to believe in themselves.
Was that Joaquin Noah? I think it was. Does he even still play in the NBA?
We are accepting, not because of sin, but because we're hearted.
You've always taken personal tragedy and turned it into triumph.
Ice Cube, he blocked his shot. I was about to say, he keep getting crossed up by his son. That's dope. They're playing the 2-on-2 with their sons. That's decent.
Because you never gave up on me.
Oh, there's their daughter. I'm about to say, I don't think we've seen Common and Eve's daughter until this moment. Could be wrong, I don't know. Okay, is there like a post credit? Oh, Wednesday morning, 2 days after the ceasefire.
An individual, or in this case, individuals, can make a big difference. As a former barber in the shop, it's been very inspiring for me to see the people of community come together and show the world that there's still hope in the South Side.
Well done, Jimmy.
In light of the success of the ceasefire, have you personally changed your mind about the enclosure?
I don't remember the credits rolling like this.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, I can't speak for the council, but I'd be shocked if they voted yes when so many have voted against it. See, the whole point of the enclosure was to decrease violence in the neighborhood. And I think that Mr. Palmer and Ms. Norris and the rest of the team down at the shop found a way to do just that.
Oh, that's right. this is when fucking Obama, obviously it's not the real Obama, but Obama comes in. comes into the fucking shop for a haircut. Got the ears down packed. Now, did they CG it? Like, who did they get to play? Who did they get to play Obama, yo? Because the side profile looks like him. They're doing a good job at hiding his face, too. God, this stutter is kicking my ass, people.
How you doing, Mr. President? My name's Calvin. I own the shop with Angie right here.
Hey, Mr. President. New Democrat right here.
Everybody's so fucking starstruck.
Nervous, Eddie. You know what you're doing. Come on, back to man. Half years ago. I know what I'm doing, Eddie.
Mr. President, I just want to say, you know, I really love what you've done for the black community.
All right, and I'm loving those pants.
Why did they look at her?
I salute you, kid.
Okay, here you go. Glow like you always do.
Come on now, look at man up.
A little bit.
You shaking,
Eddie. I feel like by the time I. He about to fuck his... That is my fear, man.
What's up? You got some salve?
Some salve.
I can fix it.
I was about to say, by the time they done this, the credits will be done, and I'll be doing my outro. But people, we have survived the 48-hour ceasefire in the neighborhood and at Calvin's Barbershop. I forgot Ice Cube had a song at the end of this movie. Here's the thing, people. I'll just cut right to the chase. I'm going to give this a positive and resounding 9 out of 10. Now, what keeps it from a 10? I'm going to be honest with y'all. This is the same... It's the same thing that kind of kept Roll Bounce from getting the rating that it could have gotten. While I love this movie... While I'm going to give this movie all the compliments I can before we wrap this up, there are more moments than I can count in this movie where jokes just do not hit at all or jokes go on for far too long. And, you know, I ain't the spokesperson for, you know, the comedic acting and shit. I'm not an actor. I'm not a comedy writer. I was just saying this morning that comedy is the hardest shit to write in the world. Hardest thing to do is make somebody laugh. Especially on screen in a movie. But, I didn't know Common was on here too. That's a nice little touch right there. But, like some jokes just drag out, man. And it's like where it could have just been a a one-hitter quitter, one-and-done type of thing. Some of them just keep going, and they keep going, and they keep going much longer than they should, man. And the more it drags out, the more I'm just like, oh, my God, it could have made for something. You either could have made for something good with keeping it minimal, or you could have just taken it out altogether. And that's the same problem I had with Roll Bounce, where it was just like, it's too much talent here for it to not, you know, hit hard every time with the comedy, man. And this cast, you know, it's not a Death at a Funeral situation where the cast is stacked top to bottom, comedic actors all around the board, and it's just not funny. Like, I'm laughing at James Marsden throughout the whole movie as opposed to anybody else. It's not a situation like that, because this movie is funny as shit. But I just, for it to be the third Barbershop movie, I thought that the, like, a lot of the comedy would be executed a lot better. But on the flip side of that, the 9 out of 10 is so well deserved, man, because I feel like for years to come, decades to come, this is not only going to be the most reflective and important entry in the Barbershop franchise, but this is going to be one of the most important just black cinema comedies, or just black cinema movies. I won't even just reduce it to just a comedy, because there's a lot of, it's a lot of mature themes in here, man. It's a lot of serious tone shit in here. So I think it's going to be one of the most important and reflective and socially relevant black films, period. You know, you don't get, this could have easily been just another Barbershop movie. Let's do a third Barbershop movie. Let's put Nicki Minaj in Common, and, you know, let's put these new up and coming, actors and comedic actors in here. And I think it was a lot more than that, man. The whole stop the violence theme, especially for an area of Chicago, I think it was really important to show that these people not only just cut hair, you know, they're not just cutting hair for a check. This is what they love to do. This is an art form for them. And not only do they love to cut hair and, you know, keep their business up and running and gather there every day to just talk shit amongst each other and talk about real life issues, which they do, but they care about the neighborhood. You know, it's not a lot of movies where where black characters give a fuck about the neighborhoods that they work in, the neighborhoods that they live in. You know, they could have easily just, yeah, we're going to do this eight escape. You know, we're going to get our checks and then that's going to be that. No, they're very much involved in the community. The police appreciate what they're doing. The neighborhood appreciates what they're doing. The whole ceasefire thing, they managed to have, as cheesy as it was, you know, I made a joke about Jamal Woolard and I can't remember the actor's name. I'll get to his name in a second. But the two guys that were, one was a Crip, one was a Blood. And he's like, these are my blocks. Like that type of situation. As cheesy as it was, they caused these two guys to stop and think for a second. They had so much respect for Calvin and the people in that shop and for what Calvin's dad did for them prior to Calvin running that shop. They had so much respect for that, that they were like, okay, we'll do this ceasefire shit for the weekend. We got you. You know, that was a very powerful scene nonetheless, man, no matter how many jokes I may make about it. And this movie has so much positivity going for it, man. And I feel like this is something that if nobody really talked about it when it came out, I feel like as time goes on and we see the type of shape that the world is in and the type of shape we try to get it back into, not even so much the world, but just our neighborhoods, I feel like, this will become more and more relevant as the years go on. Like I said, decades to come, man. This is something that, you know, it's one of those things like, you know, I'm about to make horror comparisons here, but it's one of those things like People Under the Stairs or Tales from the Hood, where I don't know if they knew the gold that they had at the time would resonate so heavily in 2024, man. And another theme that I love here is the theme of fatherhood. You know, Calvin's always been in the forefront as a father. His son was a baby in the first one, but, you know, Calvin being the father, trying to keep his son out the streets and letting him know, yo, you have a father. A lot of these kids out here that's doing wrong, they don't have a father or mother for that matter. You know, this kid's growing up in a two-parent household, going to a really good school, his upbringing is right, and he still wants to, you know, turn to the gang shit. He wants the gang and all that other type of bullshit. And that is reflective on these kids today, man. These kids, a lot of them don't have any guidance. A lot of them don't have their parents active in their lives. A lot of them just want to be in the streets. And it's a post that I love, man, that, you know, a lot of young brothers out here need to pay attention to, where it's like the streets will raise you, take your life, and then just, I don't know, I can't quote it verbatim what it is, but it's very heavy, man. So it's a message to the youth, It's a message to the fathers. I love the back and forth father dynamic and almost a beefing type of moment that Common and Ice Cube have. You know, one of their sons is on the right path, the other son is on the wrong path, and they're kind of conflicting, you know, crossing paths and conflicting each other and things like that. So they have that moment where it's like, keep your son away from my son, or we going to have a problem. That could have turned into another one of those things, man, where had this been any other movie, it would have turned into something completely different. Another compliment I can give this is something I already said earlier, but I think it adds to this being a 9 out of 10. You get the women's perspective way more than we ever have in any of the two barbershop movies we had prior. I'm not counting Beauty Shop as the spinoff, because it's predominantly women, and I haven't seen that in a while, so I can't really say too much about it, but it's more than just Terry. You know, you've got Margot Bingham's character chiming in. You've got Regina Hall's character chiming in as played up as Nicki Minaj's character is. You've got her chiming in on certain issues. Like, I love that the women get their just dues just as much as the men do this time around in the movie. And like I said, it's so symmetrical, because on one side you got their opinions and on the other side you've got the male's opinions, man. So it's that, compare, contrast, similarities type of, you know, back in the day when you did the circles and you compare, contrast, put the similarities in the middle. I love that these characters at some point, even through the midst of their bullshit, they find a really good common ground, man. It's a lot that this movie has going for it. I could talk on and on, but I'm pretty sure we're about like way longer into this commentary than I expected, man. But shout out to Malcolm Lee, and shout out to writers Kenya Barris and Tracy Oliver and Mark Brown on this. And you got to shout out, Ice Cube, Anthony Anderson, Regina Hall, Eve, Cedric the Entertainer, Sean Patrick Thomas, Jasmine Lewis, JB Smoove, Common, Nicki Minaj, Lamar and more. Everybody that was involved in the making of this movie, man. Low key, is it the funniest barbershop? I don't know. I gotta watch them all back to back. But is it my favorite of the three? I think so. I can almost, maybe, possibly, kinda sorta say that this might certifiably be my favorite entry in the Barbershop series. Now, can we get, like, Ice Cube? I already DM'd you, bro. Like, I've been trying to interview you probably for, like, the last 3-4 years or so since I started this shit. But can we get a Barbershop 4? You know, I know you want to do the Friday movies, but if that is in turmoil right now and Time Warner is fucking up with the rights and they ain't trying to come up off that money and New Line is doing all this dumb shit, come on back home to this franchise. This is home too, man. This is home too. This shit resonates. It's relevant. And I love it, man. So 9 out of 10 people. And I appreciate y'all sticking around for as long as y'all did. Hopefully y'all enjoyed it and I didn't get on y'all nerves too much. But people, y'all already know where to go. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out to Spotify for podcasters. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. And last but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. People, here's the thing. I have to go crazy for this home stretch. Now, it's not like I can't do black commentaries once, you know, Black History Month stops. It's not like it's a fucking cutoff and I got a shock collar to where if I do black commentaries after February, I think it's 29 days we got this month, but if it is, when we hit the 29th day, or if it's not, when we hit the 28th day, it's not like I'm going to get a shock from the shock collar or the feds are going to come kicking the door waving the 4-4, you know, because they're like, you can't do commentaries after Black History Month for black movies. No, that's not the case. I feel like this is going to spill over into March. Now, I do want to do the March Madness theme, because obviously I'm full of shit and I can't escape the themes. I told myself I didn't want to do any more of these, but you know, I was like, I can't miss out on the opportunity to do these sports movies, man. I need to, the themes, I feel like, they broaden the audience. They widen the audience, man, because I feel like there may be some people out there that enjoy maybe like the Coach Carter commentary, and they're like, well, why don't you do more basketball commentaries? And there's people out there like, oh, well, he did Coach Carter. Why won't he do a football one? Why won't he do a hockey or whatever? A backgammon, badminton. What's that shit called? With that little, I don't know, man, but whatever. I do want to do a bunch of sports movies commentaries next month. I was mapping out some outlines last night because I do want to get back to, topics like best of, worst of, top 10 this, top 10 that, top 5 this, top 5 that. So what I was doing was, to give you guys a little preview, I was mapping out an episode of, I won't say too much, but I know Imaginary comes out March 8th, if I'm not mistaken. So I was like, yeah, I could map out like a top 10 so-and-so that is pretty relevant to this movie's release. Plus, I'm looking forward to Imaginary, man. That second trailer won me over. Y'all can check out the trailer reactions for that if y'all want. But I say all that to say, people, there's a lot more work to get done, a lot more content to do, a lot more outlines to do. Got to send some DMs out. Like I said, I've been DMing Ice Cube for years trying to get him on the show. So I don't know. Maybe I'll... Obviously, I'm going to tag him to this and everybody else that was involved in making this movie, but I'm going to send out some emails too, man. I miss having guests on the, not really necessarily miss having them on there because I'm not like thirsty, like I need this person and that person and this person and that person, but it's just like, it is good for me to, I feel like it helps my interview experience and it gives me better insight when I get these certain people on the show and they might school me to certain things I didn't know before. So yeah, I'm looking towards getting some more people for interviews in 2024. And if it doesn't work out, there's always 2025. And if that don't work out, then fuck them. I ain't gonna get nobody on the show. No, I'm joking, people. Obviously, I always want people to come on the show. This is one of the reasons why I want a call-in segment, man. So, you know, maybe the listeners can call in at some point and chime in. If y'all want to have a debate, if y'all want to show some love, doesn't really matter, man. I think it's just good to be hands-on with the people out there. Plus, sometimes I get tired of hearing my own voice, man. It's good to hear somebody else on here. Somebody else's opinions and thoughts and gems other than my own. But people, nonetheless, y'all already know the love and support y'all show me. I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor. Another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.